Hi, it's Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering, speaking now about some of the upcoming abstracts at the 2014 ASCA meeting in Chicago in about 10 days. It's amazing what's happened in 50 years for the treatment of lung cancers. Back then, there was no treatment for metastatic lung cancer. I know at my institution, patients with metastatic lung cancer absolutely fit, people that would walk out of work would come here and would be immediately sent to our phase one clinic to take whatever agent we had that came for phase one testing. And now that's changed tremendously. We know so much more about the disease and we have so many more treatments. I think what we're going to see this year at ASCO is a number of very exciting abstracts that really take us to the next level in lung cancer care. I think the first group of abstracts are those of the agents that specifically target the mutant EGFR cells, particularly those with the acquired resistance T790M mutation. Up to this point, that's been a relatively unmet need, but we're going to see three abstracts being presented, the AZD9291, the CO1686, and HM61713, that all appear to have activity and can be given to patients with T790M acquired resistance. Also in that same session in the Clinical Science Symposium, a very intriguing abstract about using overall response rate as a surrogate for progression-free survival. We're going to hear about new agents that appear, at least in the releases so far, to have had survival improvements in advanced lung cancers, specifically necitumumab, something that we're very anxious to hear about, and specifically that it's going to be used in squamous cell cancers. We're going to be hearing a lot more information about agents targeting the T-cell. And we've heard already about the nivolumab, but we'll see presented here data about giving nivolumab with ipilimumab, one of the very nice abstracts presented previously in melanoma, now with data in lung as well. We're going to hear about MK-3475, given as initial therapy and is given as subsequent therapy. And lastly, MEDI-4736. So I think there's going to be a huge amount of discussion and continued excitement about the agents that target the immune system. There are some other intriguing abstracts as well. An interesting one, combining bevacizumab with a EGFR TKI in patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer up front. I know that there's been a lack of definitive data saying combining anything with an EGFR TKI is better than the TKI alone, and this abstract will address that using a agent not targeting the cell cycle, but targeting angiogenesis. There's a another potential game changer, looking at patients with asymptomatic brain metastases and randomizing them to receive chemotherapy alone and a treatment of CNS metastases if the chemotherapy proves unsuccessful or symptoms intercede versus chemotherapy plus immediate SRS. So I invite you to attend as many lung sessions as possible. I've only mentioned a few of the abstracts. There are many more extremely interesting ones. There's a general poster session, a poster discussion session, an oral discussion, and a clinical science symposium. There's also very many interesting lung abstracts in the non-metastatic setting, also small cell mesothelioma, thymoma. We are going to hear for the first time some of the readout from the RADIANT trial, where erlotinib was given to at least some patients with EGFR mutations in the adjuvant setting, and that data will be read out today. So I encourage you to come, listen, and I can just about assure you, you'll leave ASCO with new information, and you'll leave ASCO with some ideas that can immediately be used to change the care of your patients, and also to give you a glimpse of what we're going to see in the next year or so in terms of new agents, both targeted and not.